New York State Senator Sean Ryan believes the recently enacted state budget prioritizes getting New Yorkers back on their feet after last year's economic belt tightening due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But, Ryan says, this will come at the expense of some taxpayers.
Well, the concern is always, we're doing taxation. So we're putting taxes on the millionaires. It's going to be an experiment. You hear it said that if we tax millionaires, they'll leave. Much like we heard, if you raise minimum wage, that companies will stop hiring. Well, that didn't prove to be true. So we're going to see if, in fact, this leads to people leaving New York State. And if it does, we come back and we adjust our policy for year number two.
57th District Senator George Borrello believes the budget is not business owner friendly and worries about economic impact should those people leave for more business friendly states.
Well, I think you have to look at the fact that it's a record breaker when it comes to raising taxes and the amount of spending, and all in a year when we got a huge amount of money from the federal government that is supposed to fill that budget gap. And yet, despite even Robert Mojica, the budget director, saying that we didn't need to raise taxes, that they felt that it had to be done.
Borrello believes Governor Andrew Cuomo, hounded by sexual harassment claims against him, has given in to the progressive wing of the legislature, and the contents of the budget reflect that notion. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.